Chapter 1. God's Creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, there was God, the only true and living God, the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These three persons lived in perfect love and fellowship from eternity. There was never a time when they were not. They have always existed. But there was a time when nothing else existed. No trees, no mountains, no dirt, no water, and no air. Out of the overflow of their love, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit decided to create the world and everything in it. All three persons of the Trinity were involved in creation. All things were made by the Father through the Son. The Holy Spirit was also present, hovering above the waters. When people create things, they have to use materials that already exist. A carpenter uses wood to build a table, for instance. But when the triune God created all things, He did not make them out of materials that already existed. He made this world out of nothing. He spoke the word, and the world came into being. Humans cannot do this, but God can. He speaks, and what He says happens. What a demonstration of the great power of God's word. On the first day of creation, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God separated the light from the darkness, creating daytime and nighttime. Just as God spoke and created light, He also speaks and creates light in people's hearts, so they will believe the gospel when they hear it preached. It is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. On the second day, God separated the heavens and the earth from one another. He created the atmosphere. He separated the waters on earth from the clouds and the moisture in the sky. God was preparing the earth to be a habitable place. On the third day, God gathered the waters of the sea together and caused the dry land to appear. This is how He created the first oceans and the land upon the earth. Then, God spoke, and the trees and the grass appeared, covering the newly formed earth. Then, on the fourth day, God made the sun, the moon, and the stars. The earth is only one planet out of many planets rotating around one star, and the sun is only a single star in a single galaxy. God made billions of other planets and galaxies on this day. God also made the angels, and it is possible He made them on the fourth day of creation. Next, on the fifth day, God spoke and created birds and fish.